Blog Talk Radio.
Places. I am your host, Sister Ava Muhammad, and my illustrious co-host is with us, of course, tonight, and I'm speaking of none other than Brother Terrence Muhammad. Okay, I think we're going to have to investigate this, Brother Terrence. I don't know what makes that happen every week, but... Ever since we changed the song, this has happened. That might be an indicator we need to go back to love season or something. But anyway.
Maybe so.
Anywho, assalamu alaikum again to our beautiful audience. And I see you listeners are out tonight loading up the switchboard pretty quickly. We have a wonderful, insightful program for you tonight, and of course, as always, Elevated Places is the place to be. And speaking of Elevated Places, I had the honor this evening of being invited to be a speaker at the graduation, the high school graduation of the Elevated Places in Houston, Texas. And this is an institution, Sister Wakiti and some of the students, including her daughter, were on the Elevated Places monthly Zoom program, Building Our Promised Land, this month, or the end of last, it was this month. And this school, I have to tell you, it is fabulous. It is phenomenal. And they are really producing the new, a next level human being in terms of the advanced mindset and thinking of the students. So I just wanted to give a shout out, Brother Terrence, to the Elevated Places School and in the city of Houston, Texas, in the Southwest Regional.
That's right.
Southwest region. And that region just really has an inclination to demonstrate advancement in so many fields of endeavor. So congratulations to the graduates, to their families, and of course to the Elevated Places. And so here we are on this Elevated Places, and of course that these are names, this is a name that comes from the seventh surah of the Holy Quran, one of the most beautiful surahs in a beautiful book. But moving on into our program tonight, we have a very popular, really I just have to call this man a genius in his field of research as well as agriculture. And we'll get to that shortly. But for now, a lot's been going on. And so there's nobody better to get us warmed up and going into the program than Brother Terrence. So the mic is yours, Brother Terrence. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You know, we are once again excited to be back on these airwaves, on this phone wave, whatever waves, internet waves, whatever waves that we on, and whatever way people are tuning in to ask Dr. Ava. And just a shout out that, you know, our show was so impactful that it was sent out across the nation for people to hear the replay. I mean, you should listen to all the replays. You should go back to all of the shows because they're always excellent and good. But that last week was a powerful show, and we were just grateful that we were able to have this platform to give this information and invite guests and have discussions where you are elevated, thanks to the Elevated Places network and team. So, you know, we're just grateful to be a part of this process. You know, we wanted to just remind everybody to continue to go to MinisterAva.com, MinisterAva.com. Check it out. Check out the website. Some of you are new to the show. Some of you have been here for a while, and you still haven't checked out MinisterAva.com. So we definitely want you to do that for all our internet listeners. You know, open that other browser and go ahead while you're listening to the show, go ahead and go to MinisterAva.com because, you know, we always waiting for the quote-unquote holidays to get gifts, but, you know, we need knowledge every day. So go get you an e-book or a physical copy book and make sure you continue to wait for the new edition and new news on her website, MinisterAva.com. And speaking of getting digital or hard copy, the baddest, boldest newspaper, the Final Call newspaper, go to finalcalldigital.com, finalcalldigital.com, get your digital subscription or get the latest edition of the Final Call newspaper from a brother on the corner or coming door-to-door to you in a city near you. So we want to make sure that you get your copy, and you definitely want to look at the cover this week, Carnage and Confusion, and words from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the unraveling of a great nation, taken from Savior's Day 2020 in Detroit. So we want to make sure that you read that, and it is such a timely message. So, you know, shout out to Brother Nuri Muhammad, who will be at Mosque number one this Sunday. Shout out to him, and he got plenty books that he's written that he will be having. He's back on the roll, and shout out down there to the ATL at the ARC. I saw someone, Sister Tidra, posted on Facebook that they got some bean pies that just came out the oven that you can get. So you want to make sure you get that. And don't forget, the Supreme Bean, supporting MUI, is straight out of Chicago, and they ship the Supreme Bean Pie out of Chicago, help support MUI, Independent Education. So, you know, tonight we want to just highlight one particular thing. Well, before I forget, don't forget, this Saturday we'll be blessed to celebrate our Brother Abdul Akbar Muhammad, Brother Abdul Akbar Muhammad, the international representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, his companion, angel to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, 80 years celebrating his 80th birthday celebration. He's already turned 80, but we will be hearing words from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan this Saturday night, approximate time 8 p.m. So we want to make sure that we are tuned in. Is this Saturday, and you can go to akbar80.com, akbar80, akbar80.com. This is 8 p.m. Eastern this Saturday evening. We want to celebrate him. I just wanted to highlight quickly as we wrap up, Dr. Ava, that we just not celebrated, but we had the Poor People's Campaign headed by Reverend Barber this past Saturday. I went up to D.C. On this past Friday and Saturday to be with Reverend Barber, and our sister Bernice King was there. Good friend Roland Martin and Cornell West was there, and there was thousands upon thousands of people bringing the issue of the poor to the stage, and it was very interesting. There was one young man, I forgot to get his name and remember who he was, but he mentioned Minister Farrakhan and him being at the 10-10-15 Justice or Else. And it was just interesting to see that our youth still have the name and the name of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on their tongue, even though no one else spoke of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. But there is an article, thanks to our sister Nisa Islam, on the Poor People's Campaign that we know originally with Martin Luther King Jr., who has started that. But it was just very interesting, Dr. Ava, because the reality is no one speaks for the poor. No one addresses the issues of the poor. No one is better suited to speak to the needs of the poor than that representative of God in our midst, and that is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So as we continue to listen to his voice, he has given instructions and guidance to all of us. He gives warnings to those in power, those in leadership. And I did want to close out. You know, we always invite everyone every Sunday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern to tune in to NOI.org to hear some of this life-giving teaching. And I would just want to say that when you hear Minister Farrakhan, I just was thinking about something, Dr. Ava. There's a lot of people that don't understand what the minister is doing. And they don't understand because they're not on his level. And what do I mean by that? So some people get offended. What you mean I ain't on his level? The minister has a particular assignment. And the first chapter of Message to the Black Man is, who is that mystery God? And when we think about, there is no mystery God. Minister Farrakhan is exposing the real Satan in our midst. But Satan makes sure that he has deception on his side. So you up here worrying about certain issues, but you don't understand that there's a real Satan manipulating and crafting and constructing things that are going on in the world. And the minister is uncovering all of that. And if you just listen to the guidance, as we're going to hear from one of his students, one of us on the research team, we are here for elevating you to that place to think and to research and to study and to see what is really going on as we are looking at world events that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has already warned us, already told us about. That's why last week's show, the wind, ivermectin, that we talked about, the minister had talked about over 2 years ago. And we are now seeing the benefit and the win of what he has already instructed. And it's good, Dr. Ava, that we haven't Dr. Richard on here, because when we talk about the famine that the minister has talked about, who is growing food? Who is growing food? Who wants to get Bitcoin? Everybody wants to get Bitcoin or NFT, whatever this stuff, other stuff is, but who's getting food? And who's getting real food? As we was on in our local believers meeting as I closed last night, our student minister, Ruben Muhammad, he said, you know, one day he was at the grocery store and he held some fruit and held it up to his nose. And he said, don't buy no food if you can't smell none. You can't smell anything. That's not real food. And he said, well, this particular fruit that he had, he laid it on his counter for 6 months, and that fruit looked the same, looked the exact same, didn't change after 6 months. And that's the kind of stuff that we're putting in our stomach, putting our food. But the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has told us to get land, buy land, so we can grow our own, because this enemy is killing us outright. So everything that was talked about, the Poor People's Campaign, is the reason why we are poor is because those that are in power in the synagogues of Satan don't care about the poor, and they're getting more and more richer because they are the blood suckers of the poor. So, Dr. Ava, tonight, we're going to do some exposing tonight. We're going to be telling it tonight. We're going to be dropping a dime tonight on the enemy, and we ain't scared, and we ain't never afraid to tell the truth because we're with Farrakhan. Back to you, Dr. Ava.
Thank you, Brother Terrence. Awesome opening. And I don't know how I did this. I did not open with thanking and acknowledging two people that make this show move, this program. First, our executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, and then who we just celebrated her one-year anniversary as host of A Time for Justice right here on the Elevated Places Network every Tuesday at 7, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. And so I wanted to make sure I backtracked to thank, not only thank them directly, but thank Allah for them as I thank him for you too, Brother Terrence. I just have to say, stop and say that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's assembly of an executive council, as time goes by and we gain more insight into what he's doing, because as you said, he is singular. He is one of one. And people may not like hearing it. We don't care if they like it or not. It is just an actual fact that he is, as our guest tonight has called him, the next level human being. We can take it or let it alone. But what's so beautiful about the love of God and Christ for us is that that which Minister Farrakhan is doing, that which he is achieving, in our own sphere of individuality and carrying out God's purpose in giving us a life, we can achieve what he has achieved, though it'll be within our sphere. He, like his teacher, occupies a space and time that no one can ever duplicate. But
that's right.
Our job is to do what? Accept our own and be ourselves. And so tonight we're going to hear from first our legal contributor, Sister Attorney Pamela, and then I'm gonna stay on you, listeners, and I know most of you already do this, but anyone who deprives themselves of reading the Final Call newspaper is really doing themselves and their loved ones a disservice. And we try to demonstrate that to you each and every week by bringing to life what is in the pages of that newspaper, and we're going to do that again tonight. But moving on in our program, we're going to hear now from our legal contributor, our dear sister, Attorney Pamela Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Pamela.
Wa alaykum salam, Sister Minister Ava Muhammad and Brother Terrence. Greetings to you as well, sir. And, yes, ma'am, I would just like to, you know, first of all, thank Allah for the opportunity to share on your show as well as for being able to share on our show, A Time for Justice. And we thank you, Sister Minister Ava, for the opportunity to be able to do that show, A Time for Justice, on the Elevated Places Network. So thankful. And I just wanted – yes, ma'am. And so I wanted to say please, I'm going to encourage the listeners to listen to our Tuesday show where we were so blessed on June 20th, 2022, to have our brother, Brother Minister Abdul Arif Muhammad, who is the General Counsel for the Nation of Islam, along with Sister Judge Nichelle Muhammad, who is another attorney. And we talked on the topic of Juneteenth, a look at the looking at the constitutional rights to blacks in America. But we also talked about history and law. We talked about 13th to 14th Amendment. I mean, Sister Ava, that was one of my favorite shows. And Brother Abdul R. Muhammad, he was so enlightening with the history and talked about the Emancipation Proclamation. And, you know, Sister Michelle, you know, they really brought into perspective and to light the true history so we can put into perspective what's really going on with this new federal holiday. And we thank you as well, Sister Ava, for making some comments on the show. So, again, I'm encourage the listeners, please listen to that archive. And I just wanted to say really fast, Sister Ava, as you brought up your, you know, the Elevated Places High School or the school, which includes a high school here in Houston, I really want to give them a shout out as well. And I also wanted to talk about a story that I think really supports what's going on with our establishment of our schools. Now, we know that it's divine. We know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us what the Muslims want, that we want, it says here, we want all black children educated, taught, and trained by their own teachers. He goes on to say how, you know, the United States government should provide free all necessary textbooks and equipment, schools and college buildings. The Muslim teachers shall be left free to teach and train their people in the way of righteousness, decency, and self-respect. And I really love that. And so wanted to bring to the attention a recent Supreme Court ruling that occurred on June 21st, 2022, case of Carson versus Macon, which supports, you know, the justices authorized expanded public funding of religious-based institutions. Just kind of wanted to give some facts on that case. That case was a case decided June 21st, 2022 by the Supreme Court of the United States. And I was reading an article by somebody by the name of Charles Russo in a publication called The Conversation. But really what they're talking about is this school choice movement that is really been, you know, taking place in the last maybe 5, 6, 7 years where people want the right to use public funds to pay for religious school tuition. So in the state of Maine, the court held that those parents who received state funding to send their children to private schools, there was a bar because it said you could send them to private schools, but you can't send them to schools that have faith-based curricula. And so the Supreme Court found that to require parents to, you know, not only use the money at private schools that don't teach religion, the Supreme Court found that that's a violation of the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment. And they go on to talk about, you know, it's opening up more opportunity to give children education, you know, that's possibly more in line with our religion and our religious beliefs. And this is something that's been going on since, you know, a while. There's a case out of Missouri, 2017, you know, that kind of stated the same. You can't deny public benefits simply because they're religious. Another case in Montana, you know, that talked about tax credit being able to be used for religious schools. So, you know, in closing, I think it's really interesting because this Maine case, it talks about the rural area and the towns and how because there's a lack of public schools, they actually do give money to either let your child go to a public school of your choice or you can go to a private school. So, again, they close that gap now by saying you can't penalize people for the free exercise of their religion in Maine. And I think that, you know, that's something that we're going to continue to see. And, you know, for me, who is a parent that did send my child to the Elevated Places and, you know, paid tuition, that's something that I believe as the back page of the Muslim program, it talks about our right to, you know, to have our children educated by our Muslim teachers. So that's definitely what I would like to see. And I think these decisions are, you know, very interesting. And so that's what I wanted to bring to our attention tonight, the recent Supreme Court ruling.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you, Sister Pamela. And I would implore you,
thank you,
if you missed Tuesday night's program on A Time for Justice, the discussion on the new federal holiday. The holiday is not new, but white America under the Biden administration making it a federal holiday is what's new. And sometimes, you know, things come in to existence and on the surface they seem so wonderful and awesome and so good. And you really need to hear the assessment, particularly from a legal standpoint, that Sister Attorney Nichelle, Sister Attorney Pamela, and our General Counsel, Brother Abdul Arif Muhammad, provide you with, so that we can look at things through our reasoning faculties rather than just our emotional faculties. And it was just a very profound program, and I hope you will visit. Oh, it was awesome. If you visit Elevated Places, blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places, then you will see A Time for Justice in the archives. And I am telling you, it's an enjoyment as well as educational. And so speaking of enjoying ourselves as well as getting educated, yes, ma'am. There is one guest that he's just a unique person who always brings us a perspective that has something new and different, that no matter how insightful we are or think we are, he leaves you with thinking, you know what, I never saw that way before. And
that's right. I am thinking,
am I telling the truth, Brother Terrence?
You're
and
right. I can bear
witness. But I am speaking of none other than our student minister of agriculture for the Nation of Islam, who also is a member of the esteemed NOI research group and a regular contributor to the special section of the Final Call newspaper on COVID-19 and the U.S. policy of depopulation. And I'm speaking of none other than Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. And before I greet him, I do want to again take you to the Final Call newspaper. These last 2 weeks, if you did not read the revelations on what is going on in the motherland, all right, the continent where Dr. Shabazz took us 50,000 years ago to prepare us for the suffering and that we underwent when we were kidnapped and brought into slavery here, that, in the words of Minister Farrakhan, we would never have survived had we not been taken into the jungle and learned how to subdue nature in the jungle, not just outside, but in the jungle. And of course, Minister Louis Farrakhan in the Criterion, as he warned us in America, black folks in America, against the vaccines, he took the time to pivot to the East and say specifically to the heads of state of the African nations to be careful about letting these people in. Because remember, letting them in is how we got here. Okay, let's talk about that.
Come on.
But
come on.
He warned them. Right. And now, because of his just insightful research capability, his brilliance, and as Brother Alan Muhammad and his wife, they talk about his knack for storytelling, because Dr. Ridgely's reports have a story-like quality in that they're engaging. And so I wanted him to come on, and of course we'll also, before the program ends, Dr. Ridge, you know we got to do a little talk, as Brother Terrence brought up, about food and who's growing it and what's going on with the land. But we need to hear, going back to what Brother Terrence said earlier about all that the minister spoke of coming to pass.
Come on.
And now you report to us that 47 African countries are shaking up the white power structure and how they're doing it. And I mean, these articles are not only intriguing, they're just packed with facts, irrefutable facts. And so I really wanted to, man, it's like some deep stuff. But it's deep, but it's easy to understand. And it's encouraging. I think that when you're in a war, it's always good to win some battles. And winning that ivermectin battle, because remember, these are just battles. We're in a war.
Come on now.
That we're going to stay in until we do get into our own promised land. But it, you know, you need these wins to inspire you. And so I'm going to stop running my mouth. And at this time, first of all, assalamu alaikum, Brother Dr. Ridgely.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right. And with that, I'm going to give you the mic. Yes,
well,
sir.
Thank you so much for inviting me on the program. And I'd like to thank you as the editor of that section of the Final Call newspaper on COVID-19 and depopulation. Looking over my work and making me look so smart when the people read it. See, they don't know about that. You know, I know you talk about how great my articles are and so forth, but I just want to give the people an inside scoop, all right? Minister Ava does some great, great, great editing of my article and make me look real smart. Okay? And,
you are smart.
And I'd like to thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for giving me a chance to help him on so many different levels. Yes, I'm the student minister of agriculture. Yes, I'm the farm manager of Muhammad Farms. Yes, I'm on the research team. And yes, I'm writing these articles for the Final Call, and I want people to know that Minister Farrakhan looks over each of my articles. And as a matter of fact, I think it was one or two of them that wasn't quite ready yet. So he sent it back for me to work on it, and then later on we reworked it, came out a little different. So it's not a foregone conclusion that I'm in the Final Call every week. I thank Allah for the opportunity, and I thank Allah for the minister to look over my articles and to correct me and to encourage me, and for me to think that maybe I'm in line with him. Because that's important to me.
Come on.
So, but you stole my thunder for my next article when you started off with Shabazz. You didn't know about my next article. you read my mind.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Yeah. Because these articles you were talking about in terms of our African brothers slamming the World Health Organization. And doing it in unison, stating that, well, let me listen just a little brief on that. The World Health Organization was to vote on some amendment that was going to give it more power over the countries of the world when it comes to a pandemic. So when the WHO declares a pandemic, then they also want to have more power over what each country does to deal with the pandemic. Now, those amendments, there's I think about 10 of them, they were brought to the WHO for approval, written by the Joe Biden administration. Now, why would America's, the Joe Biden administration, cede over power to the WHO over the health of the American people?
Come on.
And it took the Africans to look at this and say, oh, no, we can take care of our people. We did a better job than you all did during this pandemic. Mr. WHO, and Mr. CDC, and the other FDAs of the world. They didn't say this to the WHO, but I can say this to the WHO. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan advised the African leaders not to allow the vaccine in. And that's exactly what happened, because only 6% of the African people supposedly have taken any dose of that vaccine. Now, they listened, and now a real experiment is going on. There's a whole continent that didn't take the vaccine. And now you got the rest of the world, and particularly Europe, Israel, America, South America, taking the vaccine. Well, China didn't take the vaccine. That's another story. China did not take the vaccine.
That's right.
Okay? China did not take the vaccine. Now, it started in China, supposedly the Wuhan, right? But China did not take the West vaccine. But anyway, so now we got the first one to jump out there and inoculate almost 70% of our people. And now young people is dropping dead over in Israel. You know, and they got the drug, the so-called vaccine, from a German company, BioNTech, Pfizer, BioNTech. Wait a minute, I thought you said they killed 6 million y'all. The Germans killed 6 million of y'all. So then why would you trust the Germans for a vaccine? You inoculate everybody? So a lot of people were stunned and said, well, why would Israel do that? Well, another question. Why would Israel continually try to be on the Organization of African Unity, the OAU? You're not even in Africa. You're in the so-called Middle East. Why are you trying to be in the Organization of African Unity? Because you want to be in the Organization of African Unity so you can sow disunity, because that's what you do. And you want to get the Africans to follow you to hell in taking these so-called vaccines, which are nothing but operating systems, where they can start you up and shut you down. They want the power.
Okay.
The Bill Gates of the world, Klaus Schwab of the world, want the power to call, like Mr. Farrakhan said, 2 to 3 billion people, and then control the West, the rest. Okay?
Yes.
Wipe out as many black folks as they can, and then make the rest of the people their slaves, their own people their slaves to the super rich. These people are
sick. Right.
They really believe that they are God, and they're ready to take over God's planet and human beings by interjecting their sequences into the DNA of life, to transform it into their image. Our African brothers and sisters, not only did they not take the vaccine, they read into the agenda, which those 10 amendments were all about, and they said, we're not giving up our sovereignty of taking care of the health of our people to you, Mr. WHO. We're not doing that. And they did it so smooth. You know, I quoted them exactly because it's so smooth the way they did it. I would have cussed them suckers out, right? But they did it so smooth that it's just, I said, go ahead. Y'all
go ahead,
throw that thing up. But you did it so smooth, okay? But I'm going to say, You brought up your boss. And I got to go there. I was going to wait until I did the article, but I got to go there. You're correct. Our teachings say our granddaddy, Shabazz, 50,000 years ago, took us down into the jungle to make us closer to nature, to make us strong. And you're right. We would not have survived the Middle Passage and the whippings and the death over here in America if it was not for that toughening up. But we did have some serious hardships in the jungle,
yes,
with all types of wild
Talk
animals,
about it.
Parasites, and diseases. And so we have worked on many remedies of our own to try to protect ourselves. As a matter of fact, the president of Madagascar, he came up, his institute, the Madagascar Institute of Applied Research, with a tonic from a local plant called Artemisia, which had a proven efficacy in treating malaria. This is something that they have produced. And there's another drug called hydroxychloroquine. What's it called? Hydroxychloroquine. I call it ACQ. ACQ, okay?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Dr. Turing. that was produced up to 1998 in the Sudan. The Sudan built a plant to produce HCQ. It was only in operation for 2 years until it was blown up by the United States, claiming that it had links to terrorism, Al Qaeda. The only link to terrorism was it terrorized America and Britain and the West, that black folks will be able to cure themselves, that black folks are going to be able to produce their own pharmaceuticals to protect themselves against parasites and diseases. Little did they know. Well, let me take that back. You know, they've been planning to come at us with bioweapons for years. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan warned us about the depopulation agenda that goes all the way back to 1974 with Henry Kissinger. So they've been working on bioweapons to take us out. And now they come up with this so-called COVID-19. The only solution is a vaccine. But actually, research has shown that those countries that use HCQ to fight malaria also had a very low incidence of death from COVID-19. They caught it, but it didn't kill. So, and the same thing with ivermectin. Okay, I got to get into this ivermectin a little bit. You know, they found ivermectin in the late 1970s. I think it was 1974, on a golf course in Japan. They found this organism that secreted this chemical. It's refined down to ivermectin, and they call it a miracle cure. It can almost cleanse you of almost everything that's alien to you, that's dangerous to you. Now, when I first read about ivermectin, and then I saw that it was the only place in the world that it existed, it started that the organism that produces it is found in Japan. Well, something else happened in Japan.
We're taught
that Master Farad Muhammad built the wheels on the island of Japan.
That's right.
Nobody knew what they were building, but that's where they were built. Now, wait a minute. Is that a coincidence that here it is, the wheel, the fight the enemy, and then Honorable Minister Farrakhan said that Master Farad Muhammad gave two wheels to America to study in 1947 so they can see whether they're ready to fight or not, but they realized they couldn't beat it. So what they decided to do, they can't beat them in the ass, so they decided to go underneath the skin to cause a war underneath the skin to try to poison us from within. If you let them in, not take the shot, okay? But guess what was waiting on them there? Allah was waiting on them there with ivermectin. So this is why they're so hard up against ivermectin. They know that ivermectin and the HCQ can cure not only this particular virus, but almost any type of virus or pathogen. This stuff can cleanse and you can flush it right out through your stool. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Exactly right.
It can capture it and flush it right out through your stool. Even if you've taken the vaccine now, they're saying that ivermectin can capture it and flush it out of your system. It's the same spike protein. The spike protein that causes the problem with COVID-19 is the same. Your body now produces the same spike protein. So if ivermectin can block the spike protein from the virus was the same spike protein. It just takes it and gobbles it up and flushes it out your system. So if you vaccinate it, if you made the mistake to vaccinate yourself, allow them to stick you up with that stuff, get you some ivermectin. Robert Malone, he took the COVID shot. He got sick. He went on a 5-day regimen of ivermectin, and he said he's good. I got that on the video.
Yes.
He only said it one time. I got it on the video, though. He only said it one time, but he did say it. A war going on. Okay? There's a conspiracy against black people in particular. Now, going back to the Africans, is it interesting that the people of Shabazz are the people who now are leading the world against the genocidal plot? It's them who didn't take the shot, listen to the minister, didn't take the shot, and it's them who are taking other remedies other than the shot. And now, since they are going public up against the WHO and Bill Gates, now the world's got to look over their shoulder. As a matter of fact, when the 47 African countries on the 24th of May told the WHO, you can step, we don't want it. 3 days later, Ron Johnson, a senator from America, and 16 others produced a bill to block Joe Biden going into any type of relationship with the WHO over health, because they consider that a treaty, and it must go through the Senate first. Now, that was 3 days after Africa did what they did. Now, in my researching, I said, look, they're trying to be slick. They tried to say the Africans did that on the 27th. But I got the video, okay, and the date on the video as they are speaking is the 24th. Okay, speaking at the World Health Organization's meeting is on the 24th. So they ran after the Africans, and now Ron Johnson, you know, bless his heart. I mean, I agree with what they did, Ron Johnson. But why don't you just tell the truth? You follow the Africans. But no, the media is going to try to hide that the Africans did it first because it's embarrassing. This thing came from Joe Biden. This thing that the Africans blocked came from America, came from you, y'alls. And you all didn't stop it, and the Africans had to block it. And then you come and talk about, yeah, we got to stop this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that one day the black man would be on top. We made the white man from the black to the brown, to the yellow, to the white, and we would come making power in the opposite direction, from the white to the yellow to the brown to the black. Black is coming back.
Yes.
Black coming back, and they stepping strong. So all praises are due to Allah to live in this day where at least some black folks is listening to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I don't know about these black folks in America. Okay, I think, you know, some are, but a whole continent heard the minister and responded.
That's exactly right.
So I say all praise due to Allah. So I talked enough. I rambled on.
You didn't ramble. That's powerful. Because
you know,
it helped, in and of itself is helping to save us, because I hope some of us who may be equivocal or in doubt, you know, one after another in rapid succession, we're seeing the declarations made by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan come to pass. This spookism
right.
is hard to shake. It's very hard to shake. The acceptance of divinity in the human being, it doesn't leave overnight in its totality, because you have to give Satan his props. He did it's like the Godfather Part 2. Hyman Roth played this one beautifully. You know, Satan played this one beautifully. He ran a game on the original people and his own people that have taken him beyond the end of his time to rule. Because trust and believe, his time ended in 1914. The only reason he's even functioning today is our thoughts are holding him up. Our belief that he is a god. And all of that comes through the spookism that is rooted in this idea that Mary, the mother of Jesus, who is white, gave birth to him through the agency of a ghost. And that is the last barrier. And the minister has knocked that down. But if we notice, right, he makes these profound statements that seemingly come out of nowhere. And they're completely unexpected. And you know, that's a powerful element of war, is the element of surprise. And white people knew he had something to say that they were not going to like, and that was not going to be good for them, when he announced he was speaking July 4th, 2020. But they didn't expect him to go where he went, okay? And tell them they better not dare try to make us take something that they weren't even finished with yet. Now, think about that.
Come on. Say that again.
The vaccine had not been deployed. We're seeing the reality of this being called the life-saving teachings. Life-giving and life-saving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Because here's a man telling you well in advance, 6 months in advance, to give you time to ponder over this.
That's right.
Now, if that's not mercy, I don't know what is. Because we're walking around here like Tweety Bird in La La Land. Most of us about to line up to get this thing. Because the enemy said, look at the enemy. Don't do anything. Just wait on the vaccine. Don't take ivermectin. Don't take hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
Don't take vitamin D3, vitamin C. Don't go out and breathe air. Wrap a mask around your face and restrict your breathing. Send your body into madness. Isolate yourself, though you were born to connect with other human beings. Allah made you a social being. The first thing Allah did upon his completion of his self-creation was to go within himself and bring forth a second self. His first revelation to Prophet Muhammad, the 96th surah, the clot, which means the Arabic word for a clot means attachment, which is the nature of love. And Satan said, whatever you do, don't go visit your grandmother.
Come on.
Don't go in the hospital. Leave your spouse in there dying. They used shock and awe, and it worked largely. But they have a plan, and Allah has a plan. Allah is the best of planners. And so just a few months into what they knew was going to take down hundreds of millions of people, meaning this vaccine, and they shut down all other treatments. Don't take anything, don't touch anything. Look at the people that died waiting on them to finish making death. Think about it.
And now there are three doctors, including Dr. Paul Merrick, who are suing the FDA for interfering with the patient doctor relationship and blocking the doctors from prescribing ivermectin and ACQ and other remedies.
They went
beyond their right by doing that. So not only did they tell you to go home, don't do nothing, they they deplatformed doctors. They took their license away from them because they was trying to treat you. This is
look
murder.
At that.
If you
it is it's
are
murder.
In a desert,
it's criminal.
It's criminal. If you're in a desert and you're thirsty, and somebody comes by and has water, and they won't give it to you, that's murder.
Come on.
They knew what the people needed and withheld it from the people so that they would die, so that they could scare them into getting this shot.
That's
murder.
What it was for.
Okay? So Minister Farrakhan blocked it. And I'd say this little funny thing. And the white folks who saw Minister Farrakhan on July 4th, 2020, said collectively, what's that nigga doing on that neck?
Let's break it down for him, Doc. Break it down. What you mean by that?
In other words, what does he know about our business? He's talking about something that we gonna be making up in our laboratories. What does he know that he's ready to go to war if they try to bring it into his community?
Go to war.
The white folks had to go and study. A declaration of war. So the white folks had to go and study. Say, what does this nigga know that we need to know about what our scientists are getting ready to do? And so they went to work studying now, based upon what Minister Farrakhan said. So now you see the results of that. All these doctors, all these scientists are coming forth now, these white doctors and scientists and a few blacks who are busting this whole thing down. But they didn't know what was going on either until that black man rode it on that neck into the plantation.
Come on.
Let me tell y'all
That's right.
what's going on. I feel sorry for Minister Farrakhan because this is just another example of how he blocks the shots. They shoot at
That's
us
right.
to kill us, and he blocks it with his teeth like Superman, meaning that he blocks it with a word.
That's exactly right.
He blocks it with a word, and we don't feel the repercussions of the shot because he just blocked it, and then we go back to partying, go back to doing what we were doing before instead of helping the minister to build this heaven on earth, directed by Master Farah Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Why not help him? No, you want to run with the devil. Then when the devil gets ready to kill you, Minister Farrakhan comes down and blocks the shot, and he said, well, we missed that one. And then you go back, it's like Bill Gates just said, oh, the world got, well, lucky this time from COVID-19.
Sure.
It was supposed to kill more, but it didn't. But it was, y'all was lucky this time, but that's okay. We're coming back with something else. Okay? They're not finished with us. And Allah is not finished.
Oh, by no means are they finished.
That's right.
They're not
going to
stop. They're not going to stop till they're off the planet.
They're not going to stop because Mr. Farrakhan said, it's in their nature. It's in their nature to try to destroy the original man. They can't help themselves.
They were born,
and so they will not submit. They were born to do this. They are genetically modified to do this. Yaqub genetically modified them over a 600-year process and grafted out of them every spark of humanity. All you have is a walking, pure, brown germ, the weaker part of self.
That's it.
Now, we're supposed to have studied it and now to separate from it and to begin to work on our own brown germ, our own weakness. But no, Mr. Farrakhan said, we love sin now. We just wallow in the white man's sin in his world. Come on, y'all better stop playing.
That's what
COVID-19
is
just a wake-up call. Y'all stop playing. But, again, I thank for the opportunity to be on the program, the opportunity to write articles, because, you know, this is, I'm going to say, this is also the way I get back at the cracker. You know, I'm out here catching hell.
And so
what I do is I say, okay, I can't take it out on black folk because they just silly. So what I do, I know I take it out on white men. I take it out on the devil. I take it out on the Jews. I just do some research, dig up some stuff, and then put it out there and blow his head off intellectually.
Praise be to Allah.
Well,
all right.
So,
we're going to, yes, sir.
Y'all have any more questions?
No, I was saying don't forget about the food.
Oh, okay.
Oh, please
okay,
say
all right.
A few very words about food and before we go to the callers, because you are our student minister of agriculture as well.
Okay. First of all, the word agriculture, agri means land, and culture is cultivating land. Bill Gates and his crew are coming what they call aeroponics, not aquaponics, but aeroponics, where they have already begun the process. They already got manufacturing plants. They got crops stacked on top of one another, and with a box where the roots are, where they blow in a mist of chemicals into the roots of the plant. It's not even in the earth. It's not even in water. It's just air. And they blow mist of chemicals into the roots of the plants, and they have LED lighting. Because they're stacked on top of one another, sunshine can't get in, so they have LED light. Then they're producing food this way already. And this COVID-19 and the lockdowns and the vaccines and everything, you were supposed to stay in your home to now. Your life is going to be like in Shanghai. You know, the people couldn't get out for a whole month. You know, they had to ship food into them. See, this is what they were setting up for the world, that they're going to manufacture food, not on the land, not from farmers, but in laboratories, in manufacturing plants. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us that the sun produces and sends to us billions of vitamins.
Sure, billions.
But now they're going to produce crops that with LED light that produces no vitamins. So the crop is going to be deficient. That's okay. You can buy your vitamins. You can buy your supplements. You can buy your shots. You can buy your vaccines. You can buy all of this from them. As a matter of fact, they're going to make edible vaccines. They're working on this. Bill Gates, he got his nanotechnology right down there in North Carolina A&T State University on the grounds of the former farm that I got fired from in 1990 because I was upset because I knew that they was going to get rid of the farm and agriculture at North Carolina A&T. And I didn't know there was going to be Bill Gates and his Nanotechnology Research Institute that's going to wind up being there where they are producing these synthetic foods, synthetic cells, producing edible vaccines, doing the research on my alma mater. So, Minister Farrakhan, he fights the presidents of the world, the enemies. Me, it's me and Bill Gates, okay? Me and him. He my boy. I'm out to him, okay? Because he done put his mess on my alma mater's soil.
Come on.
Okay? To eliminate crops grown from the soil. They got rid of the black farmers, and everybody talking about, is it organic? Guess what? You don't even know what this stuff is, and it's already in stores. They ain't telling you about it. It's already in stores. And
exactly.
They put chemicals in it to make it taste like it's something, but it's nothing but plastic, basically. These people want to produce, okay, they cannot accept God's universe as is. They cannot accept the planet as is. They want the planet to be genetically modified like they are genetically modified. Weaker creatures of the original, now they want to make everything weak like them and dependent on the artificial products that they can produce in their manufacturing plants to keep you going for a few years. This is Satan. This is science fiction. In reality, they've been working on this for years. And Carolyn Austin Fitz said that this reset, the great reset behind this COVID-19, they really jumped the gun. They weren't quite ready yet. And I'll leave you with this. The number of deaths now, almost 29,000 deaths have been reported from the vaccines. 10 times more than all the deaths from all the vaccines before. Dr. Peter McCullough said in working with the FDA and CDC on these commissions to determine whether something should be, a medicine, a drug should be accepted, he said once you get up to 150 deaths for a drug or a vaccine, it's shut down, okay? 150. 100, 150. We at 29,000. And yet they're still trying to push it on the baby. What is? What are they? They got to get everybody to take these shots because they intend to kill off the black and control the rest. But the blacks in Africa didn't take it, so now they got a mess. So the white folks will be able to see that they've been taken down, tricked by their own white brethren. And it's the black leaders in Africa who have been murdered. Some of them have been murdered to stand up against the WHO and against America and up against France not to let these vaccines in. They sacrificed their lives to save their people, whereas your leaders, white man, sold you out.
Come on.
Sold you out. Y'all's digging y'all's niggas now. I finished.
That's
I
a mic
drop. I
wish
I had that quote that Bill Gates, remember he said, and he was angry, he spoke to his own circle last year and said how it was a shame that the pandemic was brought to an end not by the vaccine, but by the Omicron variant. And by that, what he meant is the Omicron variant was the last phase of the COVID virus.
And he said,
I'm sorry, I was trying to find
that,
it. And it was Omicron was said to have originated in South Africa. And ultimately,
mm-hmm.
what they had to admit, and you can help me with it, Dr. Ridgey, but that finalized herd immunity. Now, remember, on this side of the Atlantic, you have Fauci and the others making us throw away common sense and logic using fear. They had
That's
us
right.
so afraid of the virus that we couldn't think straight. That was part of the war tactic. The shock and awe of the arrival of this virus, and then, as one psychologist said, they did something very cunning and skillful. The first thing they did was tell everybody, don't come out your house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's scary. See, when you talk about instilling fear, and this is a country, America, whose people are not accustomed to wars on this land.
Right.
America usually sends weapons and soldiers, and every other country on the earth experiences war on its soil. But it doesn't come here. Only war they ever had was against themselves, the Civil War.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. This is who they are. But they had us so afraid that something as universally recognized as herd immunity
mm-hmm.
was thrown away to where the average
right.
person is running around so scared to death and so convinced that salvation is the vaccine
mm-hmm.
that they threw away the law of nature. Another way of herd immunity being said is the survival of the fittest. No
mm-hmm.
virus lives beyond 24 months, 18 to 24 months survival.
Mm-hmm.
And as it begins to lose its infectious capability, because that's the only way it survives, is to continue infecting new bodies. And so it can replicate. In every group, there are people too strong. They never talked about the 84% of the people that never, if they had it, they didn't know it because it did not bother them because of their immune system.
Right.
This virus never had more than a 1% fatality rate at no time. Even Alpha virus that first got here. But that's how they had the people psyched out. And so Bill Gates admits publicly, after herd immunity was actually redefined, and I think that was by the World Health Organization that Dr. Ridley's talking about, that they wanted to give full power to. They defined herd immunity as immunity as the result of vaccinating.
Mm-hmm.
But the minister came out in the swan song, and lifted up the Amish people.
Come on.
And said the Amish people went out and got COVID.
Go ahead. That's right.
And they survived it, and they have herd immunity among them.
That's right.
They're like, we're not going to close no school. We're not going to wear no mask. We're not going to social distance.
Right.
We're not going to do none of that. We don't drink. We don't smoke. We don't fornicate and commit adultery. We don't go to strip clubs. We don't go to your supermarkets. We don't watch your filth. We don't even have a TV. We're going to do what we do.
Come on. That's right.
As a result, developed that. Well, the people on the continent of Africa, as Dr. Ridley shared with us, only 6%. That means 94% of black Africans did not take this vaccination. They are young.
That's right.
They live in the sun. And guess what? Because there are so many diseases there, which I didn't think about. I told you, Dr. Ridley, you always bring something you don't think about. I didn't think about the fact that among the things we learned to overcome in those 50,000 years is insects, parasites, different type of bacteria that exist in the jungle. But guess what we were doing? We're taking ivermectin in Africa and hydroxychloroquine on the regular for malaria.
On the regular.
So one of the conclusions that was reached in the study is, man, these people got so much ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, sunshine, and youth, they can't no COVID get them. With this 1% fatality rate, now they're out saying in America, it's more white people. White people have a higher death rate now than before the pandemic. They have moved into first place above the black people and the Latino people. Now it's the white people who are dying. And they don't want to put together how they're killing us, not just with the vaccine, but with all of the restrictions. And then they shut down the schools when the children need that socialization.
That's right.
They make babies wear masks on their face and be around adults when they need to see facial expressions in order to feel emotionally secure. No hugs, no kisses for babies, toddlers, who run and hug and kiss everybody. They kiss teddy bears and pets.
Come on.
This is what they do. And they were told, you stay 6 feet away. Mm. But I drive by the little Jewish private school that's nestled in the middle of Hyde Park in Chicago. They stayed open the whole time. That's number one.
Mm.
Number two, their children out here running around, nothing on their face, laughing and on the swings.
Mm.
That's Satan.
Come on.
We're being hoodwinked. We're being bamboozled. But Bill Gates is so upset that
I got the quote.
Black Africa didn't go for the vaccine because of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I'll back up and be quiet.
Okay, I got the quote.
I'm sorry for shouting.
No,
go
here. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yes,
I'm waiting for you to do it on a Sunday at Mars Mariam. I'm waiting for you to do it on a Sunday at Mars Mariam. Okay. I went there. Okay, I'm going to read what Gates said. Okay? So Gates said, sadly, the virus itself, particularly the variant called Omicron, is a type of vaccine that produces both T-cell and B-cell immunity. And it has done a better job of getting out to the world population than we have with vaccines. Gates adds that according to surveys, over 80% of the African people have been exposed either to the vaccines or to various variants. Gates overlooks the significance of what he just exposed. 80% of the African people have some form of immunity, even though only about 6% of the African people have been vaccinated. For instance, only 1% of the Ethiopians, 120 million people, have been vaccinated compared to Israel's, where 73% of her 9 million people have been vaccinated. However, the death rate in Ethiopia is 3 per day compared to Israel's 54 per day. Okay? In other words, Ethiopia's natural immunity is 240 times better than Israelis' dependence on these vaccines that do not stop COVID-19. And sooner or later, these white folks go turn on one another because guess what, white folks? You've been had. You've been murdered by your own trying to get to us. Farrakhan blocked the shot, and your greedy bums gave it to you because we didn't want none. Oh, yeah, it's time. You know, I'm tired of playing. We got the teachings. Our teachings have taught us who these people are, you know. It's taught us how they were made. It's taught us how they think. And now Mr. Farrakhan is saying, let's separate. We're playing games. He said, let's set up this 9 ministries. We're playing games. Why? Mr. Farrakhan
That's
told
the
us.
That's the problem. It's us, yeah.
Is that what we're comfortable. The enemy found out that it was better to smile and act nice than to kind of beat us with a whip.
Exactly.
So they came up with integration. What's called? Come close to me. You can come close to me now. Matter of fact, you can have my daughter.
That's what Pharaoh promised the enchanters, which is the Negroes of today. What did Pharaoh promise them according to the Holy Quran? Nearness to him.
That's right.
Nearness to him.
That's right.
And you just said it. Marry my daughter. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said a message to the black man. The last thing he will do is give you his woman. Now, just a few years ago, he was hanging you from a tree.
Come on.
Shooting you, beating you, killing a young 14-year-old because he allegedly whistled at a white woman.
Come on.
Now, every commercial on television is either pushing drugs, homosexuality, or integration.
Come on. That's correct.
And that integration only exists on television.
Whoa.
Because white folks, as Dr. Ridge, you're saying, their nature is to murder us. There's a product. There's a laboratory product of murder and lies.
Come on.
It's who they are. And Sister Donna Muhammad sent me a tweet sent us all on the EP team, a tweet from Mr. your friend, Dr. Risley, Mr. Bill Gates. And Bill Gates, this was January of this year. Bill Gates says, well, someone raised a question, what everyone wants to know, or is this him saying this? Final question everyone wants to know, how and when will the pandemic be over? Does Omicron show that we can live with COVID? Or are other dangerous variants around the corner in 2022? Response, this is Bill Gates, as countries experience their Omicron wave, health systems will be challenged. Most of the severe cases will be unvaccinated people. Once Omicron goes through a country, then the rest of the year should see far fewer cases, so COVID can be treated more like seasonal flu. And people are still, up to this moment, I got COVID. You know, we did sneeze before 2020.
Come on, come on. Hey.
We did cough before 2020.
Your
body is made to expel things that don't belong there. We've been on this planet trillions of years.
That's right.
And now we're cowering under the bed.
Well, you know, in 2020, Minister Ava, the data showed, the CDC's own data showed that there was no flu.
What happened to the
150?
None.
150 in the whole country. But yet it was thousands and thousands.
Where do you think it went?
Where do you think it went? Into the PC? It got lost in the PCR test.
And here's Bill Gates again on Twitter from Sister Donna Shent. If there's good news here, it's that Omicron moves so quickly that once it becomes dominant in a country, the wave there should last less than 3 months. Those few months could be bad, but I still believe if we take the right steps, the pandemic can be over in 2022. And by right steps, he means get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. But guess what?
But the reality is... It's 2 years. If you're still here after 2 years, and you brought up the babies, now I'm so angry. I can hardly watch the news. Now I can't watch it at all because every time they mention jabbing these infants, I lose it. And they have the nerve. They got a sister here on the local news. I'm like, you idiot. She's reading the script, and it says, the vaccine's been approved for young children under five. Under five is not young children. Under five is toddlers and babies. Young children are the five to eight and nine. So this completes the demographics of age. This is Satan. There's nothing even out here, and guess what? We got a vaccination. What parent? What is wrong with you, parent?
Here's the baby.
Just came out the womb.
Come on. That's right.
Nothing is even formed yet. Everything is still developmental. And this thing is experimental. I mean, how much more exposure to... Oh, God, I can't. I'm sorry. You all go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, they got monkey business going on now, I'm going to say.
Yeah, listen, yeah. As if this wasn't enough.
Like literally monkey business. We dealing with the monkey business now.
Monkeypox.
They really looking at us like a fool. We're gonna throw out some monkey business on y'all now.
Well,
I know y'all gonna take COVID for real, but let's do some monkey business with y'all now. If y'all took COVID for real, let's do monkey business.
They just wanna call us monkeys, that's all that is.
That's exactly
they
it.
The opportunity to, they love calling us monkeys. Though
well,
they're the you know the apes and gorillas is their effort to graft themselves back.
That's right. We are monkeys uncle. We are a monkey's uncle.
We're a monkey's uncle for real.
We are the monkey's uncle. They the monkey.
And by the way, polio is back. It just showed up in the UK. As well as chicken
Well, everything's going to be back once you take the vax, because now you ain't got no immune system to hold it back.
So you have to get vaccinated weekly now. You're going to have to get a shot. You know how you have to go to dialysis for kidney, and this thing, it destroys the immune system. So you have to continually, now you're dependent upon it.
Yep. You're completely dependent upon the system, and that's the way they want it. And we've been taught, and now it's time for us to get together with those who want to leave, and let's get on an economic, social boat and develop our own communities and have our own hospitals. We got to have at least one that we control. We got to do something.
Well, maybe we can, maybe all of this is designed. Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said Allah will make you separate. See, the enemy has so completely lost it that we're going to reach a point where we say nothing can be worse than this. You know, it's like when people jumped off the Titanic into the cold water.
Right.
And maybe I'll find a lifeboat, because this thing is going down. And some people, it took until it was standing upright, sinking, to realize, yes, it. As the engineer told the captain on the Titanic, he said, well, I thought it was unsinkable. He said, she's made of iron. She will sink.
Well, you
know, line? Go ahead, Sister Attorney.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, and that's why the school issue is so important, that we protect our children, because I heard that in Philadelphia, there are places that they are actually snatching children and vaccinating them without their parents' knowledge or consent, because they have a regulation to do it. So children are being vaccinated without their parents' knowledge and consent. So when they're coming up with diseases and reactions, the parents don't even know anything. So we really have to, like what you're saying, protect our children and protect ourselves. Yes.
Well, guess we've been joined by another member of the NOI research group who also contributes to the COVID section, and we'll have something in this coming week. And I'm talking about none other than Brother Sultan Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sultan.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Wonderful.
Good to have
you.
Wow. Did we just say Brother Sultan? Like the Sultan? Big towering Sultan? The quiet store? I just had to repeat that, remix that. Rewind. I don't remember the last time I heard that voice on this show. Welcome, Brother Sultan.
It's just Brother Sultan who gets those beans pies for you. You know, I just back you up, back up both of you, really, with something of the history of the minister on that continent and his influence on that continent. You know, you hear questions all the time about, well, what are they doing following the Million Man March? What's going on? Following the Million Man March are the minister's address, October 16, 1995. There we began a request for the minister to come and speak to, and I think it was 18 countries. they heard Minister Farrakhan because through C-SPAN, CNN, and all of that. Now, the enemy, of course, had another objective. They thought we were going to see the biggest riot in the history of America or the world because they also had soldiers up under us there. However, this sparked the first world tour. And on that world tour, the minister was invited to speak to the people of several countries. I don't know what they heard in what the minister said, October 16th, but it did bring me to mind what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about our brothers and sisters in the diaspora who are not as dead as we are. And what would take us 6 years would only take them 6 months. I know that to be the truth in that once we are able to get past the arrogance that we have with each other that was implanted by the same enemy, they are very much willing to listen and did listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And from those tours in 1985, in these presidents that we're hearing now, and in the moves that are being made on that continent now, you hear the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So some of these now, they're grown. They're 20, they're 30, they're 40. They're 45. They're in government now. They are near government now. So they have begun what, and I have to say, what Gaddafi wanted to do. He wanted to use the nation to unite all of Africa because he knew Minister Farrakhan was that martyr. So in that process, one began to connect with another and another and another and another. And so this then becomes that force and power that has grown up out of what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said in those three tours, three world tours, and a peace mission. So his words were floating, floating, taped, floating, floating. I think they said that the Iranian President Khomeini did the same thing. I think it was taped, was it not? And they cherish tapes, and they spread it, and they'll make one, and they'll spread it, they'll spread it, they'll spread it. And I wanted to say, just to give an idea, in Nigeria, the minister was given a celebration called the Durba. He was only the ninth person they said that they had honored with a Durba in 1,000 years. Well, first of all,
listen,
they have 1,000 years of history that they can recall. Yes, they do.
Come on now.
It is we who are without that history. So if it is in fact true, and this appears to be the evidence of that truth, it is what they heard from the man. He was given every gift that you could give a person who loves knowledge. He was even given a horse. We just couldn't put the horse on the plane and bring the horse back as a gift. He was given so many gifts on one tour, including Korea, Russia, Dagestan. He was given so many gifts, we had to send the gift back in a separate plane, ship it back, because of the love that people who are not as dead as we are have for knowledge, and the respect they have for knowledge, and the ears they have for knowledge. So I just wanted to say that just to back up what you were saying about what the brothers and sisters have done now and are doing now in their unity with the 47 nations. And, of course, you know, in the Quran 47, it's also the surah of Muhammad and war. So I saw also the impact of Muhammad on that continent with the impression of and expression of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, on the question of this coronavirus, I just wanted to remind us, several months ago, we did an article where the World Dometer or the John Hopkins Coronavirus Project, where they actually give the number of deaths that have been associated with coronavirus for every nation on the earth. As of today, now they've been doing this now almost 2 years. As of today, a few minutes ago, it said that the U.S. deaths were 1,040,236. China's deaths is 5,226. Wait a minute. Are you saying then that the U.S. government knows that they have only had or they only record 5,226 deaths? Why haven't they gone to China to find out what China is doing?
Come on.
Find out the therapy that China was using. Because there's something else other than the Melinda Gates and, of course, Bill Gates Foundation that's contributing to the World Health Organization, and it's called Gavi. And Gavi is the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunizations. We wrote something on this also. Gavi boasts that they have vaccinated 888 million black children.
Jesus.
That continent and abroad. We've been told and knew about from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, one in the same, from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we've learned, he said, don't take the vaccine. 888 million they boast about. So we thank God for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We thank God for the ears of our brothers and sisters on the continent. And we pray that Allah will open up the ears of we who are the target, the first target of their being able to continue to live and do what they have been done. And when we learn our own value of to God according to Scripture, maybe we'll start to look more scientifically and mathematically at what we think is spooky. So thank you very much. I just wanted to back you up.
Well, thank you, Sultan, for backing us up. And when I come to Chicago, I'll get you a bean. Now, let me take that back.
You hear him, Sister Ava?
We both heard it.
I took it back.
Witness, Bear, be careful. I'll get a bean pie from you, brother.
Come on there.
Thank you.
Love you, Sultan.
And thank
Love
you, Sister Ava. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this wonderful, wonderful work that you've been doing. Ivermectin is big because David took down a great giant and lifted up the great professionalism, acumen, and wisdom of the students of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, guided by, led by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Come on now.
Woo!
Had to send gifts on a plane. They ain't go to UPS, yeah. Send it on a plane. I just had to catch that again.
Yep. Well, you know, what, again, the minister, we just blessed to have
yes, sir.
To live
yes,
to
sir.
See the Messiah in action.
Come on.
And the enemy knows full well what they're looking at. And they just want to keep us asleep long enough to take us off at the edges, at the corners. Other words, like the wildebeest are taken off by the lions at the edges, at the corner. Come on, y'all. Let's unite behind the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and let us build heaven on earth. Let us build Wakanda under the guidance of a living God on the wheel. And both the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Honorable Master Farad Muhammad. I just want to be able to ask Master Farad Muhammad one intelligent question about agriculture, about the new plant life that he has on the wheel. One intelligent question, what he can say, well, Dr. Richard, that's a good question. That's the best I can do. I can't tell him nothing, but I can at least ask him something.
That's right. That's true.
All praise is due to Allah. We're gonna try to get this. I mean, this time flew by. We really needed a
three-hour program for this.
This is bomb here. But we're gonna go and catch a couple of calls. Let's go to our great fisherman down south in Memphis, Brother Hoyle. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Hoyle.
Alaikum salam, sister. Beautiful show. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely. Brother Terrence, Sister Pamela, and crew, and Brother Sultan, beautiful, beautiful. All praise is due to Allah. And I want to thank you all for your beautiful articles you bring out. Excellent information. And, I mean, this is just destroying. I wanted to put my little 2 cents in and add some information. Sister Ava, Dr. Ridgely, you heard about the athletes, 1,000 athletes. That they're trying to,
yes,
you know, that are dying, and then another one,
yes,
two American brothers, Caleb Biggie Swinnegan. He played for the Portland Trail Blazers, and they say he took the jab. He was 25 years old, just 25. And another brother just died yesterday, Jalen Ferguson, just 26. Yeah, Ravens linebacker.
Raven.
Right, and also I wanted to add to this. That they're keeping hidden, Dr. Ridgely and Sister Ava. In Fort Bragg, there was 83 soldiers that reported, they're keeping this hush-hush too, that died of sudden and unexpected fatalities. And they're trying to say natural causes, but they're saying that with heart, you know, just like in Europe, you know, all these myocarditis with the athlete. But like I said, it's all coming out, you know, especially with the remdesivir and the ventilators. And the African, like I said, they know with all the past Bill Gates vaccines, they, you know, they should know this is. And then, Minister Farrakhan came and, you know, he made friends for us there. But this is such a beautiful, the information family in this final call paper, I've never seen. I mean, this is popping them upside the head with this truth. I mean, the population.
Sure is.
Dr. Ridgely, Sister Ava, Brother Sultan. And just one paper, I was reading for the FOI Monday, that this paper is the paper of God. I mean, this paper,
yes,
is God's word. And I advise everyone who's listening, read this paper. Make sure your friends and family get it, because this is saving lives. But I'm going to let somebody else talk. And I just want to thank you, Dr. Ridge, to keep up the good work. And may Allah bless
sir.
You all. Or something like that.
Islam.
Wa alaykum salam. Beautiful call. Thank you, Brother Hoyle. All right, we're going to move to Brother Darrell, who also has a comment on tonight's program, one of our great regular callers. Brother Darrell, assalamu alaikum. Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Brother Darrell?
Yes, can you hear me?
We're having trouble hearing.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Okay, praise be to Allah. I would say all praise be to Allah. Happy Savior's Day. I want to thank Allah for your show and Dr. Ridgely and Brother Chan and Sister Rona, Sister Family, all those that tune in. You is always in the panel. They always, you know, have everything right on point. Thank Allah for your show because it's very educated to our people. Like you said, a family over in Africa would be no problem getting these teachings. That's why Allah sent Master Prophet Muhammad to us first, because he knew we was going to be the hard-headed, stiff-necked, and rebellious people. But when I heard, like you said, and I heard that they are talking out, giving a shot to our baby, 6 months old, I said, oh, they got to go. We got to really hurry up and get away from these people, because they are killing the babies. Like you said, the babies is not even mature yet. You know, they're just coming out the womb, and here you are want to vaccinate them. Why you want to vaccinate the babies so soon? Because they know that's our future. But I was just yesterday. Yes, I was coming from treatment from the accident I was in, and we was just ahead of a high-speed chase by the police. And these people are so vicious, and I was hoping it wasn't a brother, but it was a young brother, carjacked somebody's car. And when we got down to it, the accident had already had happened, but we thought it was two cars. I said, where's the other car? And the sister said, no, we don't see number one car, but he hit a light pole. And they had police everywhere. I'm telling you, it was crazy. But our children are really getting out of control. They smoking this loud, and they are really doing this crazy stuff. But it's just getting bad out here. But I just want to, you know, thank Allah for your show. And I pray Allah that everything come soon in his good time, because we really need to separate from these people. It's just outrageous. I love you all. May Allah continue to bless you and your family. And give Brother Darius my love. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Brother Daryl. And, yes, you know, our children are behaving in what we perceive as an appalling way. And, of course, Sister Attorney Pamela devotes most of her practice to trying to preserve the black family, preserve the lives of babies and children. She is deep in that battlefield and able to see the devil physically take children away from us. And they're giving our children to white homosexual couples, and all kinds of things, horrific things are happening. But there's one root cause of this, and it's the word is integration. You know, just like separation is the best and only solution, the worst thing that has happened to us since chattel slavery is integration. And we were warned. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad begged us as a people not to fall for that trickery. And every year, you know, you look at a beautiful school like Elevated Places in Houston and all of our schools that are cropping up. But until we, the elders, do right first by God and then by our children and obey God, because nothing annoys me, very few things annoy me more than us telling our young people, now you're going out of where, you know, they come out of high school, they're beautiful, they're bright, they're advanced, they're clean and decent. Well, you're going to go around the enemy now, and so you got to be careful. Don't let them pull you into this, and don't let them, but why, you know, we talk about this all the time, beloved. Why do we send them into the enemy's lair?
Come on. Come
and
on.
And then say, be
That's
careful.
Right.
I've said it a million
right.
times. You're never going to find a zebra father and mother sending the baby zebra. Well, you're growing up now, so we're going to send you over there with those lions. Okay. Be careful.
Come on
watch
now.
Your back.
Be careful.
Don't start acting like a lion. Act like a zebra. Like we told you. I mean, we've got to stop doing that. That's us. And then we're the first ones to bemoan their behavior.
That's right.
And, you know, it was mentioned Brother Sultan mentioned China, the 5,000 deaths with COVID to the 1 million. And I don't say, I never say from COVID, I say with COVID. Because
right.
they count as a, if you tested positive for COVID, you're said to have died from it, even if you drowned. But remember, remember the Cuban nation, the Cuban island nation sent a team
That's right.
over to China
That's right.
At China's invitation, and they took that alpha interferon over there.
Yep, yep.
And after that visit, and they came back, and not too long thereafter, they were done. And a lot of times in China, because it is an authoritarian, totalitarian type of nation, they have been doing things to the people, and they attribute it to COVID, but it's not COVID. It's that they're a police state. But they hit that 5,000. I remember pretty, Dr. Rizzi, pretty early in the pandemic.
Yep.
And
that's right.
That 5,000, they hit that number and they stayed. They never had any more trouble after the Cubans
that's
came
right.
over there.
That's right. And you remember in the article about Moderna throwing away 30 million doses, and the president
yes.
of Moderna said, and we know. And the Chinese, they about 1.4 billion. They don't want none.
And they refuse that mRNA to even come in their country.
They refused it. And so, you know, it's like when the white folks realize that they've been had and the black folks got away. In other words, they thought that we gonna get the bad stuff, they gonna get the good stuff. All right, we didn't want the
right.
stuff at all, and they got the bad stuff. And now they're going to be really upset as they find out they got the bad stuff that we were supposed to get.
And see, this is why, you know, just pivoting quickly as because we're running out of time, this oil, so-called, this made-up oil crisis, this oil shortage, of course, you know, you're dealing with a cartel. You're dealing with a cabal. You're dealing with criminals of the highest level, and so they're ushering in a different type of energy consumption, and they want everybody to buy the Tesla now, and buy the electric car, and you've got. People, like my husband says, they select people and they interview them like they're the everyman. And remember at the outset when the gas prices started creeping up and they went around on the news and they said, the war in Ukraine is going to drive up oil because we have to sanction Putin, okay? So they went around and they had a few white folks and a couple of dumb Negroes and they said, well, what do you think about the gas going off? I'm willing to pay more for my gas to protect democracy. Because in fighting in the Ukraine, we're protecting democracy. And then the brother, for us to stay free, we have to. Well, yeah, that's when the gas was in the high threes, okay? Here in Chicago, in the city, premium is over $7 a gallon, 1 gallon of gas. And Joe Biden is writing letters, like he's the Steve Harvey show. He's writing letters to the petroleum industry. Could you please, guys, you know, come off of these prices you're making? There is no shortage. They're making record profits, but it's like Barzini and the Godfather and letting us get a drink out of the well. The oil people are saying, look, nobody's been driving for 2 years, and you all are about to go electric. You got to let us dip our beak, you know, into the fountain. We don't get it. We don't get it. It's like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told us, recently. Stop acting like you have some leverage in this war. This is a clash of the titans. This is a war among gods. And it is now the God, the Lord of the worlds versus Satan. Okay? We don't have any power. All we can do is pick a side and get behind. Who do you choose? Do you choose Allah God or do you choose Satan? That's your choice. What do you think? You going to take him down yourself? And we're worried about trying to fill up a tank of gas? That's how powerless we are? You don't see America falling? Here's the president of the United States writing letters. That's all you can think to do? And then gets a letter back from the petroleum industry telling him off. And saying it's your policies that have caused all this in the first place. One of the reasons they ran Trump out of there is Trump said, we have oil in the United States. Under the ground. Y'all ever heard of Texas, Oklahoma? Have y'all ever seen the rigs down there? You do know that the United States has oil. You know that, right?
Yes, they do.
And Donald Trump said when he was in office, when they threatened, because the oil industry does this every few years. They come up with some shortage. So he said, well, if you do it now, we're not worried about it because we got oil under the ground here. And we'll use that. Plus, we'll stop selling it. Did you know we sell oil to people? Did you know that? Do you remember they invaded Iraq? They invaded and assassinated Gaddafi and took over Libya?
Where is
all that oil? Oil should be 3 cents a gallon.
Come on, in the United States.
We need to wake up and follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's guidance. But go ahead, Brother Ridge. I want you to close out at this point anyway.
Yeah, right before the Minister Farrakhan did the swan song, it's when they started that war in the Ukraine, the week before.
Because they
wanted to take the attention away from what Mr. Farrakhan was going to say because they knew that he was going to expose more about this COVID-19 vaccine. And so now, like James Bond, they putting the smoke out the pipe, in the back pipe, because they're trying to get away because Farrakhan done expose them.
And not realizing the God wouldn't let him speak until they started the war. Because they plan and he planned. Because remember, the ministers had been trying to speak since September. And the God kept stopping him. He said, something is going to happen. But the enemy doesn't process that. That's the point. And you're exactly right. They call themselves, and these wars, they always come up at a certain time. Under certain circumstances. And they were in the, they have been for the last year trying to take attention off of COVID-19 because they've moved on.
That's right.
They've moved on to monkeypox and other forms of genocide. That's why it's a policy of depopulation we have to be aware of. But I want to thank Brother Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. I want to thank Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. My co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, our executive producer, Sister Rona Muhammad, all Brother Sultan, and all of those who called in and weighed in on this very critical discussion, and all of you who log in to blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. We appreciate you. We love you. And may Allah bless all of us with love and the light of understanding as we leave you with peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam.